If you've participated in any kind of sporting event, at some point in your life, you've probably signed one of those ubiquitous liability waivers. The things that warn you you're engaging in an activity that has some inherent risk, and you agree to hold harmless the organizations that sponsored it. Usually these waivers are meant to cover stuff that comes with the territory of being engaged in physical activity. You could get hit with a ball, fall down, or do something stupid to hurt yourself. But some organizations have taken these waivers a little further. Not only do they want you to sign off on inherent risk, they also want you to promise not to hold them responsible for their own negligence. Owen Peterson from Virginia found this out the hard way. 7 years ago, he was at Walt Disney World's Wide World of Sports for a paintball tournament. He was walking through a trade show before the tournament started when an advertising balloon being flown on a windy day hit him in the head and knocked him down. He went to the hospital, which told him he was fine, but weeks later, he was diagnosed with a concussion. He tried to get Disney to cover his bills, since the accident was not part of the tournament and the balloon that hit him should not have been flying in the wind. Disney told him to check his liability waiver. It stated that neither the organization, nor the vendor, nor anyone to do with the tournament were responsible for their own mistakes. Years later, Peterson is still trying to fight what he and his family think is an unfair exculpatory clause. In August, he's appealing a Florida court decision to dismiss a suit he brought against Disney and the tournament organizers. Will it go anywhere? Probably not. But in the meantime, if you're participating in any upcoming events, read the fine print and know what you're signing away.